Continue in the Ben Ish Chai, we're in the Hagdamah, in the preface of Parashat Bo, of Shana Shniya. So we saw the first part where the Ben Ish Chai told us that the first thought, the first machshava of before we do anything should be dedicated to Kiddusha. The purpose of any act or speech should be mainly for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then secondarily for the physical needs. So that was one point. And then he told us that the Machshava is called Becho. Becho means the firstborn. And the Machshava, the thought, is the first born entity before any doing or saying. So we're up to the words, Gam Yadua De'al Yedea Machshava Yehye Ha'adam Niftar Michiyuv Kol Remach Aseh. We also know another thing, that it is with thought, through Machshava, that we are able to become patur from the mitzvot. We are able to fulfill all 248 mitzvot by way of thought. It doesn't mean that we can be yotze wearing tefillin by just thinking about tefillin. That's not what he means. He's going to explain what he means. He says, "De'af al pi sheyesh kama mitzvot min ramach she'i efshar le'adam lekayem befoal." Because there are many mitzvot out of the 248 mitzvot, aseh, that we cannot actively fulfill, either because they don't apply to us. It depends on being a Kohen Levi Israel, or it depends on being a man or a woman, or it depends on if it's the time of the Beit HaMikdash, or it depends if one is in Eretz Israel or outside of it. I mean, there are many mitzvot from the 248 that we're not able to actively fulfill. Hinehu nishlam bahem al yedei machshava. It is through machshava, through thought, that a person can complete all those mitzvot that he can't physically do. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarefa lemaase, as we know the Gemara in Kiddushin says, machshava tova, a good thought of goodwill, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it like an act. So if a person develops his mind and heart to a point where he desires to do all the mitzvot, I wish I would be able to be mikayem the mitzvah of truma, of maaser. I wish I would be able to be mikayem all these mitzvot, even though in actuality I cannot fulfill them. So that thought, that yearning for the mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it and he renders it a maaseh. V'im chashav adam la'asot mitzvah v'ne'enas v'lo asa'a ma'aleh alav ha'katuv ki'ilu asa'a, as Chazal tell us famously, if a person had a thought to do a mitzvah and he wasn't able to, something out of his control happened, the onus happened and he wasn't able to fulfill it, so Hashem considers it like he did it. So you see, there is such a thing as chishev adam la'asot mitzvah, that a person has a machshava for a mitzvah, and it comes out that it's considered for him like he actually did it. So now all these ideas that have to do with machshava, the Ben Ish Chai is going to put it into this pasuk of Kadesh Li Kol Becho. And all these ideas are connected. So again, the two main ideas that we saw was that our machshava, before we do our mundane things, should be for Hashem, should be for spiritual purposes, mainly. And the second idea that we learned is that for mitzvot, when we have machshava for the mitzvot, when we develop our desires in such a way that we want to do the mitzvot, so even those mitzvot that we can't actually do are considered as if we did it. So now let's see. V'zehu she'amar, kadesh li kol becho. Sanctify for me every becho. Rotze lomar, ha-machshava, Shehi ha-bechor b'chol ha-peulot shel ha-guf. As we saw before, bechor can refer to the machshavot, the thoughts, which is the first element that comes up in any action of our body. Tekadesh ota li, kadesh li kol bechor. Every bechor, every machshava, try to be mekadesh, dedicate it, sanctify it for li, for Hashem. Shetechaven bechol davar techilat hakol, to have in mind in everything we do, right at the onset, in the beginning, ba'avur kevodi vekiyum mitzvati. I am doing it for the honor of Hashem, for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvot. So now you know what happens when a person is in the habit of training his way of thinking, that his first muskal rishon, his first instinctive thought before anything he does or says, is for kedusha. As al yedekach titkadesh ha-machshava shelcha. What we are doing is we are kadeshli kol bechor. We are making our machshavot. In fact, we are making our thought process holy. We're becoming holy in our thoughts. And if that's the case, that leads to the other thing. Ve'yeh ba koach maspik, then our thought is holy enough, it has enough power, she'tiftor otcha mikol mitzvah u'mitzvah shel ramach aseh, that we are thereby exonerated from all the mitzvot aseh that we can't do anyway. Which means, a regular person who never sanctified his thoughts, if he just presses a button and he says, boy, I wish I can do this mitzvah, it's not so simple that it's considered that he did it, because the thought is not real, he doesn't really mean it. But one who sanctified his thought process to the point that when he drinks a glass of water, the main thought that comes to his mind, I want to come close to you, Hashem, with this glass of water. And yes, I want to quench my thirst as well. So this person, when he says, I wish I can do that and that mitzvah, which lemaaseh I can't do, but I wish I can do it, he really means it. He's really thinking about doing that mitzvah. It's just that he physically cannot do it. In that case, it's ne'enas velo asa'a ma'ale alav ha'katuv ki ilu asa. It's a very deep concept the Ben Ish Chai is teaching us here. I think that the Ben Ish Chai means to say that the two things come together, which means only one who sanctified his way of thinking to the point that naturally now when he does anything, he does it with Hashem in mind. So he is begeder chishev la'asot mitzvah ve'ne'enas velo asa'a. So when he says, I wish I can be mikayem the mitzvah of Terumah, but it's only in Eretz Yisrael, he really means that. And therefore, it goes to his credit. Ma'ale alav ha-katuv kilu asa, Hashem considers it like he did it. Im lo tuchal lekayemah b'maaseh. And that's the continuation of the pasuk. He says, ki rechem otiyot ramach. What's the continuation? Kadesh li kol bechor, peter kol rechem. So now rechem, Resh Chet Mem is Begematria Resh Mem Chet, which is 248, the 248 mitzvot aseh. Peter is Lashon Patur, Vezeu Peter, Lashon Pitur. Kol Rechem, he thereby achieves the following, Ki HaMachshava Shel Chabahem Atzarefa LeMaaseh. Your thought for those mitzvot, Peter Rechem, they patter you, they make you patur from the Ramach mitzvot, from all of them. Even the ones that you can't do physically. Because you were kadesh li kol bechor, so what did you achieve? Peter kol rechem. You thereby are able to say that you are patur, that you are mekayem, all the rechem, all the ramach mitzvot aseh. V'davar ze eno noheg ela bivnei Yisrael. Now there is another point here. This is a special treat. This is a quality that is specifically for Am Yisrael. Ki raga beYisrael haKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaref machshava tova lemaaseh. The Gemara tells us this. that it's only by Am Yisrael that we have this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a thought and he makes it into a ma'aseh. V'im chashav la'asot v'ne'enas v'lo asa, ma'aleh alav ha'katuv ki'ilu asa. Only a Jew, if he thought to do a mitzvah and he was ne'enas and he couldn't do it, Hashem considers it a ma'aseh, a deed. Ma'she'en ken be'umot ha'olam, en ha'machshava mo'elet klum levada. By umot ha'olam, it's not like that. Their thought alone is not enough. They don't have that level of a strong desire, strong enough desire to do a mitzvah that can bring them to the level that their thought in itself is already like they did it. The thought has to be something that's on a level of action. When is that? When he really, really means it. This is very much, I think, connected to the famous Rambam in Ilchot Gerushin, where he says that every Jew truly, truly down in the bottom of his heart, he wants to do the mitzvot. Remember the famous words of the Rambam, even when a person is forced to do a mitzvah, kofim oto ad she'omer rotze ani, it's considered ratzon, it's considered like he did it by will, even though he was forced into doing it. And the Rambam says, because every Jew wants to do the mitzvot, it's just that the yetzer hara is ones, is overcoming him. But really the ratzon of the Yehudi is to do the mitzvot. That's why there is a Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere. The Gemara tells us that if a person gives money to tzedakah and he says, Al menat sheyichye beni, hare sel azu litzedakah, al menat sheyichye beni, hare ze tzadik gamur. If a person gives tzedakah and he says, I'm doing it for the purpose that my son should become better, that you should feel better. Harez et tzadik gamur, it's a mitzvah. It's totally a mitzvah of tzedakah. He doesn't lose the mitzvah because of the condition that he made. And if you look in Tosfot there, this is Tosfot in Kiddushin, Tosfot in Rosh Hashanah, Tosfot says this applies only to a Jew, not to a non-Jew. Why? Because a Jew, deep down, he's willing to do the mitzvah even if the condition does not come to fruition. Which means if, let's say, his son will not get better, he's not going to retroactively regret doing the mitzvah. You remember we learned in Psachim, the last line that we learned on Dalet Amud Bet before, Nicha le'le'ini shleme bad mitzvah b'mamoneh. A Jew is happy that the mitzvah should be done, that he would do the mitzvah on his own. And that's why it's not a mekach ta'ut if he rents out an apartment with the notion that this apartment was already checked for chametz, but then he finds out that it wasn't checked. So is it a mekach ta'ut? The Gemara comes out in the maskana, it's not a mekach ta'ut. Why? Nichalei, a Jew is happy. Yeah, he's happy, even though he's going to have to spend money and do it on his own now, he's happy to do that. He doesn't regret opportunities to do mitzvot. So the same thing by a Jew, even though he said, Al menat sheyichye beni, but he doesn't really mean that deep down. Deep down, it's afilu imlo, you know, whether it happens or it doesn't happen, I'm happy I did it. This is a specialty that's only by Jewish people. The umot ha'olam, as the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Hashem is going to test them when they come, la'acharit ha'yamim, they're going to say, Hashem, it's not fair. If you would have given us mitzvot, we would have been good also. So Hashem says, oh yeah, okay, how about I'll give you the mitzvah of Sukkah? And it's in the summer, in the heat of the summer, in the days of August. And that's it. You can't take it. It's so hot. Meva'et besukato v'yotze, the Gemara says. The non-Jew is going to kick the Sukkah and leave. He doesn't really want to do mitzvot. Those who have the desire really, truly in their heart to do mitzvot is Am Yisrael. So therefore, coming back to the words of the Ben Ish Chai, that's why also this advantage of chishev la'asot mitzvah v'ne'enas v'lo asa'ah, it only applies to a Jew. Because chishev la'asot mitzvah is real by him. And it's really only ne'enas v'lo asa'ah, it's only the ones that stopped him from doing it. So that's why it says, kadesh li kol bechor bivnei Yisrael. The Bechor, the thought, can be mitkadesh in the way that we explained, that could be peterechem, that's only Bivnei Yisrael. That's what the Ben Ish Chai is saying here. It's so deep, so beautiful. V'gam yesh lecha toelet acheret gedola mitzad kedushat ha-machshava. Now, there is another advantage that happens here as a result of sanctifying the machshavot. Da'al yedei kach tizkeh shegam hana'a gashmit shehu hana'at ha'nefesh ha'ba'amit tiyeh bichlal ha'kodesh. Through this you will be zocheh that even when you do something that is hana'a gashmit, that is a physical pleasure, this will also be included in kodesh, in holiness. Besot tosefet mechol al ha'kodesh. It's a pnimiyut, that's an inner meaning of tosefet, to add from the chol al ha'kodesh, which means not only will your neshama be holy as it is, but your nefesh ha'bahamit, your physical being, also becomes holy, because you trained your thought to be mitkadesh, that everything you do, even the physical activities, are for the purpose of kadesh li, for the purpose of Hashem. So it turns out that not only your neshama is kodesh, you were mosif mechol al hakodesh. You added on to the kedusha. What did you add to the kedusha? Your guf, your body became kodesh as well. Shegam zu ana nechshevet lo lemitzvah umkabel alav sachar. It comes out that now that glass of water, normally a person takes the glass of water to quench his thirst, but this Jew trained himself to take the glass of water and to think, I'm doing this to come close to you, Hashem, to have energy to serve you, Hashem. So now you know what happens now. The drinking of the glass of water becomes kodesh now. Now it becomes holy. What stays mundane by others, by him, enters the realm of kedusha. A simple act, a physical act of drinking water. That's just an example. Any other physical, sleeping, eating, drinking, everything else becomes kodesh. Because even the chelek ha'chomer ha'ba'ami, even the animalistic side of the human being, becomes purified through the kedusha of the machshava, through the sanctification of the machshava, as we spoke. The chomer, the physical part of the body, becomes tzura, becomes part of the spiritual entity of the human being. כמו שכתב רבנו מהר"ם על שיח בפסוק קדושים תהיו כי קדוש אני, as the Alshich explains on the פסוק קדושים תהיו, that Hashem tells us to be holy, בעניין זיכוך החומר לעשותו צורה. The Alshich talks about taking our chomer, taking our physical bodies and making them tzura, making them into the neshama-like. רוצה לומר קרוב לחלק הנפשי, which means to be more attached to the חלק הנפשי. פירש בזה עניין זכוכית לבנה שדיברו ברבותינו. The Alshich explains there that that is what Chazal are referring to when they speak about זכוכית לבנה, a crystal clear glass. That's not for now. וזה סוד, now he comes back to the pasuk. Let's complete the pasuk. Again, let's read the whole thing. קדש לי כל בכור. Right? פטר כל רחם בבני ישראל. It only works בבני ישראל. Ba'adam uva behema lihu, which is what he just said. Ba'adam shu'tor ha'nefesh yatzura, the Adam part, the spiritual part of the person, kamo shekatav Rabbeinu Maharam al Shir, uva behema, and the behema part, the nefesh ha'ba'amit shu'tor chelek ha'chomer, hakol, everything turns into what? Lihu, becomes dedicated to Hashem. The nichlal ha'chomer v'chlal ha'tzura, the chomer becomes included in the tzura. Besot tosefet mechol al hakodesh, which is the secret of the mitzvah of adding from the chol into the kodesh. But that's not the halachot that he's going into. You might think maybe he's segueing into tosefet Shabbat. No, that he already spoke about in I think it was Parshat Vayetze or Vayishlach. But he still has some work to do to get to halachot bishul, which is what he's going to speak about in this parasha. For now, we're going to stop here in the Pticha, and we'll finish it in a third part next time, Bezat Hashem.